At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When you see someone who's accomplished something great in life, who's become a mountain of a man, of a woman, they didn't do it by just appearing overnight. They started carrying small stones of sacrifice every day, and they began to pile them together over the course of time. When no one is watching, when no one is aware that they are still grinding. In the middle of the night, when everyone else is asleep, they still grind. They get up early before all others are still resting. They don't take off days now so that they can sacrifice in this moment so they can live however they want in the future.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Use fear or it uses you. It's that simple. What am I afraid of? If I'm afraid of that, I gotta be more afraid of what I'm gonna miss out on. Missing out on my mission, missing out on who I'm supposed to be. If you're not gonna get rid of fear, then use fear. So you got to say, okay, what's the price if I just stay doing this? What's the price? Turn fear on itself. I'm gonna sit myself in my rocking chair. I'm 85 years old. I'm looking back on my life, and I say, I didn't do this, or I did.
We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. And winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
We all have limitations. Does that mean that I quit? Of course not. I'm going to try to be the best that I can be. The strongest, the fastest, the smartest. That's what I'm going to go for. It is possible. How close can I get to that greatness? My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, alone.
One thing about being in dark places, if you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself. Stay hard.
The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance. The wise grows it under their feet. The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance, and the wise grows it under their feet, right? You're not wishing for a future that you haven't earned yet. Not looking forward to a future that you haven't earned yet.
Yeah.
Like you haven't earned yesterday yet, right? You haven't earned a month from now yet. You haven't earned a year from now yet. So how can we be grateful for all that's transpiring and manifesting right now in the moment and not looking forward to happiness in the distance, right? I'll be happy when I get this. I'll be happy when I get there, right? I'll be happy if this happens. Like, why you can't be happy right now?
Right now.
Even if you feel as if it's not enough, even if you feel as if You don't appreciate all the way what you got, the resources, the situation, the circumstances. Why can't you be happy and grateful for what you got now? Faithful over a few, rule over many. That's being grateful for where we are right now, happy for where we are right now, and not wishing for it in the distance that may never come.
Today, I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I am what I think you think I am.
Truth is more powerful than deceit by a large margin. And I think love is more powerful than hate by a large margin. I don't mean naive love, and I'm not naive about people. But I think it is possible for us to rise above the resentment of our suffering and to wish the best for all things. And I think we can participate in that. And you do that by extending your hand to your enemy to the degree you're capable of doing that. And then truth, well, that's the handmaiden of love. And that's something everyone can practice at every moment if they desire that. And that's an adventure.
You see, they take the small stones and they carry them away and they place them in position. That doesn't mean that some of the stones won't be washed away, pushed away by broken situations, relationships, divorces, bankruptcy. They may have setbacks, but they become a mountain because they don't quit. Even those small stones, those rocks, those things that happen in life that roll out of position can be an anchor or a foundation for you to continue to build on because you learn from them.
How many times do you see someone you go, I wish I had that. I wish I looked like that. I wish that was happening to me. We live in this wishing, worrying world and we compare ourselves. And when we compare ourselves, we can't connect to someone because if we always want what they have, how can we be friends with them?
Own your day. Your days are your life in miniature. As you live each day, so you craft the rest of your life. And the days slip into weeks, the weeks become months, the months become years. Before you know it, you've lived a legendary life because all you did was dial into gorgeous, brilliant, productive, creative, loving, healthy, soulful days.
Develop a vision and take on some responsibility and understand that they have a vital role to play in the world, that the lack of their best hurts everything. And I think that's true. Thing is that there's very many people who have not heard an encouraging word in their life. And it takes so little to encourage them that it's rather tragic.
It's very important as you hold on to that dream, there are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Keep building. Don't you dare give up. Carry your small stones of sacrifice today to the gym. Sacrifice if it means giving up an hour so that you sacrifice if it means giving up cigarettes or anything else that would get into the way of your health and development. Pleasure for the moment is not worth it when you can become a monument by being a sacrifice that turns into something more than what everyone else thought you were.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
The storm that you're in, it is hard to see out of that storm. It's hard to see past it. It seems like the storm is everything. But the storm is not everything. And it won't last forever. You can get out of the storm, and you will get out of the storm. And when you get out, you're gonna see the sun. But right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain. That's the best. Don't fail the test.
I want you today to decide.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I am going to become disciplined. That should be your only fucking goal. Because if you develop the ability to say no to the guys' nights and the girls' nights, to say no to the alcohol, if you develop that discipline, how different will your life look a year from now?
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep moving.
You say no matter how hard it may be, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how many people walked out of my life, I'm gonna get it done. Your perspective can be your prison, or it can be your power. That choice is always up to you. How you see life is on you. And it starts right here. Your biggest battle is not with them, whoever them is. It's not external. Your biggest battle is with you inside yourself, right between here.
Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit. Don't ever quit. Fight on. Fight through the storm. Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better.
The greatest gift that you can give yourself is to find something that you're naturally adept at and figure out a way to make a living at it. Because if you do that, every day will be a play day.
You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. And that's why the highest levels of virtue and goal are in some sense transcendent. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
A fighter. A survivor. A winner. Victorious. Free from that storm.
and every individual walking the face of this planet, you're gonna get hit with opposition and adversity, Doc. I don't care how cute you are, I don't care how strong you are, I don't care how nice you are, it's coming to see you. I don't care how grand your dreams and your goals are, it's coming to see you. I don't care how nice of a person you are, it's coming to see you. I don't care how motivated you are, it's coming to see you. And life gonna come smack you, right? And depending upon how you process the smack, it's gonna depend upon the level of success you'll have as a result of the smack. That's why it says adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records.
All of us have seen our destiny at some point in time, and we decided not to listen. We decided to ignore it, to know that's not for me. Life came in and slapped us aside the head, and we stopped dreaming anymore. Figure Thomas said, the impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up on our volcano. The experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. And we decide to prematurely throw in the towel on ourselves, or to sell out on our true potential, sell out on living our dreams.
One bad chapter don't define the book. You just stayed on the page too long. Flip it, bro. Flush it. Keep it pushing. Let it make you stronger. When you process it and look at it, let it make you a better person. Like he said, what's the lesson in it? What's the blessing in it? Everything we encounter carries with it a seed that's a lesson or a blessing. Now, for us to extract it, that's up to us. The perspective that we have about it, that's all on us.
Just because you had some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. But you have to find the strength to turn the page and turn your pain into your power. Turn your struggle into your growth. I can promise you this. Every single person that has strength, the foundation for their strength is struggle. The foundation for growth is pain. There's no way you can grow without going through growing pains.
You can't be comfortable with yourself if you don't know who yourself is. And you can't know who yourself is if you don't stop looking at how everybody around you is and start looking at what makes you comfortable and what makes you uniquely you. There's roughly close to, I guess, about 8 billion people on this planet, but there's only one you.
That you're in the right place doing the right thing at the right time. And everyone wants that all the time. Like, images of paradise are representations of that state of being. So it's there for you, but there are preconditions that you strive to aim at the best. And that has to be your fundamental ethos. And it's a decision that, despite all of the calamities of being, that your primary ethical obligation is to work for the betterment of yourself and others.
The fact is, death is inescapable. There is no way out. And death, in that death, is part of life. And like the contrast between the darkness and the light, without death, then there is no life. And the people that I've lost, they taught me that. They taught me how precious life is, how blessed we are to have every day to learn and to grow and to laugh and to live.
You've got to dream. Don't lose.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Choose your dreams for yourself, for your future, for your family. The dreams of love and enterprise and travel and doing things, becoming something unique on your journey here. Don't lose your dreams. Do some dreaming.
You'll not find confidence in yourself if you don't know who yourself is. You won't find confidence in yourself if you're so busy trying to figure out what everybody around you thinks you ought to be and then match that, because you're not going to make people around you happy. You're not going to. Okay? So you need to be you.
To live every day with purpose and with passion. To wake up in the morning and be thankful. Thankful for that morning and thankful for the opportunity to go out into the world and live. To live for them, for those that don't have the opportunity, for those that were stolen away by death's cruel hand.
So what is possible and what is not possible is not your business. That is nature's business. Nature will decide that. You just see what is it that you really want and strive for that. And if your thought is created in a powerful way, without any negativity, without any negative thoughts, bringing down the intensity of the thought process, the first and foremost thing is you must be clear what is it that you really want. If you do not know what you want, the question of creating it doesn't arise. If you look at what you really want, what every human being wants is he wants to live joyfully, he wants to live peacefully. In terms of its relationships, he wants it to be loving and affectionate. Or in other words, all that any human being is seeking for is pleasantness within himself, pleasantness around him.
But let's not dwell. Instead, let's laugh and let's love and let's embrace and cherish everything that life is and every opportunity it gives us. Live.
It's your unlimited desires that are clouding your peace, your happiness. Every desire you have is an access where you will suffer. So just don't focus on more than one desire at a time. The universe is rigged in such a way that if you just want one thing and you focus on that, you'll get it. But everything else, you gotta let go.
That life is meaningless. It was not a flippant assertion. I think it's absurd, the idea of seeking meaning in the set of circumstances that happens to exist after 13.88 billion years worth of unguided events. Leave it to humans to think the universe has a purpose for them. However, I am no nihilist. I'm not even a cynic. I am actually rather romantic. And here's my idea of romance. will sometimes seem long and tough, and God, it's tiring. And you will sometimes be happy and sometimes sad, and then you'll be old, and then you'll be dead. There is only one sensible thing to do with this empty existence, and that is fill it. Fill it. And in my opinion, until I change it, life is best filled by learning as much as you can about as much as you can, taking pride in whatever you're doing, having compassion, sharing ideas, running, being enthusiastic. And then there's love and travel and wine and art and kids and giving and mountain climbing. But you know all that stuff already. It's an incredibly exciting thing, this one meaningless life of yours.
Sometimes it feels like happiness is too elusive. But what you don't get is that happiness can be found in your gratitude. The moment you can begin to give thanks for the fact that you just woke up, give thanks that you were able to get dressed, give thanks that you had clothes to put on your back, that you have an opportunity to use your talents, your gifts, your abilities to advance your dreams. Happiness is found in your gratitude.
Vulnerability, that's a whole different thing. To admit to the fact that you're vulnerable, that's a form of courage. That's not a form of weakness. But that leads you to take whatever steps are necessary to deal with that properly. It isn't some facade that you're invulnerable. No one is invulnerable by any stretch of the imagination. And to stand up and face that is the best route that you have.
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. Keep going with massive action, and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
So some of you are going to experience a breakthrough. Some of you are going to go back and look at your dreams and brush them off. Some of you are going to begin to look at yourself and say, hey, look here, I know I have not done all that I can do. Whatever goal that you have in mind, I want that to be a goal that will challenge you, something that will make you stretch. It was Osborne who said, unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it? Whatever it is, bring it back out there. How are you going to do it? That will come to you in due time.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that. You're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
You must choose to learn from life's lessons. Yes, you will have defeats, but everyone thinks happiness is found in your victories. Here's the simple truth. Victories will give you one lesson. Defeats, losses, setbacks, and failures can teach you 1,000. Be grateful that you have learned through the hardships. Be thankful that it didn't come easy. Because now you have merited, you have earned it, and you can take pride in what you've become by what you have done to earn it.
You are going to have days
that are hard. You're going to have days where you don't want to do what needs to be done. You are going to have days where you would literally rather fucking die than do what you're supposed to do. You'd rather stay in bed all day. I get it, dude. The only difference is that the work gets done regardless of the circumstances. It's always hardest and most difficult right before the good shit. Okay, you've all heard the saying, it's always darkest before the dawn.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong, that can keep you in the game, that will be your rod and staff to comfort you, that can be your bridge over troubled waters? Those reasons are very important. Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow.
This message is for the person that is sick and tired of being sick and tired. This message is for the person that is tired of the same circumstances. This message is for the person that is tired of complaining about the same things that they aren't changing. This message is for the person that's tired of allowing things that they shouldn't allow. This message is for the person that expects to be respected by the world but keeps allowing disrespect. This message is for the person that wants to get more out of their life. Hear me, understand me, and feel this. Nobody is coming to save your life.
Don't ever give up. You have to realize that when anger comes up in your life and tries to block you from receiving gratitude or giving that gratitude, rethink it, because the consequences of what anger can do, it'll destroy you. But gratitude, that will ring and echo throughout your life, and it will ring even in eternity.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief. And then what's going to happen is you're going to believe. And then what's going to happen? You're going to go do a little bit more work. And a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
When you decide that happiness is not something that comes from running, it's from sitting still and realizing I am already blessed no matter what. I am gifted no matter what. I will be something no matter what others have said.
Make today count. Every day. Step forward and get after it.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.